Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay. Today I would like to focus on discussing the colon in the digestive system and all the things that we can have going on there and how that plays out with our bodies. I'm Perrier, the author of Living Clay, and I'm here to field your questions about living clay. And we can discuss, you know, different ways to use it, what it is, how it works, and just go from there. Let's see. I'm going to see if we have any questions coming in. We do. Sue in Georgetown, how do you feel about mixing pure unfiltered apple cider vinegar along with your morning liquid clay? I just like to take my clay and water, but you know, you can try it if you like. It's not going to alkalize your body anymore because clay has a 9.7 pH. And I know people take the vinegar, which seems to be acidic, but somehow makes the body alkaline. You know, how much alkaline can you get? And clay is also homeostatic, so it wants to bring you in balance and not over-alkalize you. So I really don't think it's necessary. If you want to take it for something else, you know, it's up to you. That's just my opinion on it. Marilyn in Chicago, can clay help with keratosis type spots on the legs? How to apply, how long? My appendix burst inside me 3 years ago. How do I detox and get all the poison out? Could that be due to the spots on my legs and hands? How long to turn around, please? Does face moisturizer have any type of sunscreen effects in it? The same for the eye cream. Thank you very much. Whoa! Thank you, Marilyn. We have a load of questions here. The keratosis spots on your leg. The body is a reflection of what's going on or not going on inside of us. So you can have some major things not working on the inside and they show up on the skin. I'm not sure. I'd have to look up the keratosis type of spots. I know there are different spots that it helps with more rapidly than others. Certainly won't hurt to try it. I would just put the clay mask, the mud, directly on the spots, kind of thick, let it dry. You can wash it off and reapply it. And, you know, you do it until you get results. In addition, considering everything you have, I always like to recommend everybody drink the clay. Clay is a catalyst that helps the body heal itself. It's not a drug. It doesn't function like a drug. It doesn't have damage like a lot of the drugs do. It totally supports your body in healing itself. So taking the clay is going to promote that ongoing body support by balancing your acidity. Acidity is the breeding ground for diseases. We all know that. With today's stress and worry and eating lifestyle, we have a lot of acidity in our body. Again, clay is homeostatic. It's seeking balance, so it doesn't want to over-alkalize your body. It has this amazing property to come into balance. So your appendix burst 3 years ago. How do you detox and get the poison out? Well, you probably had a whole lot of antibiotics. Aside from taking clay internally, a lot of these toxins have been stored in your body. And the best way to get those out is with clay baths. I would recommend 2 clay baths a week using 1 cup of clay per bath. There are mixing directions. There's a video on aboutclay.com showing you how to mix it for the bath. I mix it in a blender with water using 1 cup of clay and pour that into the hot bath water and get in and soak for 15 or 20 minutes. We have had people who've had heavy metal poisoning, mercury, arsenic, lead, who have detoxed themselves through the clay baths, and it may take 2 baths a week for 2.5 to 3 months. So I would just start doing that. It's going to be very beneficial because it'll pull these toxins through the pores of your skin. It's not something you feel or notice. You just notice you're feeling better. Clay is very subtle and gentle when it works. And then all of a sudden you realize the pains you have gone away. How long would turnaround time be? Again, that's a variable because it depends on how many toxins you have. Clay is not an exact science. The rule of thumb is, if you're not getting the results you want, increase the amount you're taking. It's very difficult to overdose on clay, so I wouldn't worry about that. I have some people who drink 32 ounces of the liquid clay a day. I think that's a little much. I think 16 ounces is a real good amount, particularly if you have some major gut problems going on. And your gut floral bacteria builds quite rapidly. And stress and acidity is a breeding ground for these bad bacteria to just get out of control. And also things like candida. So when you take a little clay, it catches a little of it, you start feeling better, and if you still keep your eating lifestyle and your stress lifestyle, it's going to rebel and you're going to have the yo-yo effect. I feel better. Oh, no, I feel worse. Oh, I feel better. I feel worse. So go ahead and attack it with a large amount of clay and grab all that stuff and carry it out. Until you get it down to a manageable level, you want to just keep increasing your clay. How do you know when you're there? You know by the way you feel. Clay generally gives very fast results. Like I say, it's not a drug. It's a catalyst that works with the body, and a catalyst speeds things. It just cleanses the body where the body can heal itself. It balances the body where the body can heal itself. It's a team player with the body to support the body's immune system. Does the face moisture have any type of sunscreen? No. The clay itself is a sunscreen, but I don't believe there's enough in the moisturizers to act as a sunscreen. The problem with the clay is when you put it on, it dries and it feels dry and it leaves a coating of white stuff on your face. Now, it will block the sunscreen, but it's, you know, who wants dry dirt on their face? You can mix it with some olive oil and try it like that. We actually had a young girl that worked for us, and she ran in the Keep Austin Weird 5K run. And her weird thing was to put clay on her. And so she was a redhead with very fair skin and sunburned easily. So she put clay on her face and necks and arms and everywhere that was exposed. And anywhere that she missed a spot, at the end of the run, there was redness there. But the red, everywhere she had the clay, she didn't get red and burn, which she generally does quite easily. So the clay itself is that. We just haven't had a mode to transport it as a sunscreen without having enough mud in there to block it. So there you have it. And I wish I had some way of making it into a sunscreen because it is a natural sunscreen. But again, you don't want to walk around with dry clay all over you. Even though I usually go to town with it on me somewhere. So, all right, good questions here. I appreciate those. Brenda in Germantown, Maryland. Hi, Brenda. She said, "Hi, Perrier. Is it okay to say give a 6-month-old baby clay baths?" Absolutely. You don't need very much clay for those. Generally, small children may be in little portable clay bath. I would mix some clay and water and shake it up real good and maybe use a half a cup of clay or even a fourth of a cup of clay for clay bath. Generally, babies come into the world pretty clean unless there have been extenuating circumstances and they've inherited things from their parents. So, it's going to make their skin baby soft. It's just going to help them in general. And I see there's absolutely no harm in giving a child a clay bath. We even have lots of babies that take clay for their, what is it called? I can't think. They haven't had a baby in so long when they cry and they have an upset stomach anyway. I guess they have their own sort of acid reflux reaction. And you can give them, you know, a fourth of a teaspoon in their juice or water, a fourth to a half a teaspoon, and it usually settles their stomach. It's very good when newborn babies, for young babies, to use it as on diaper rash. If they get a diaper rash or any kind of rash, insect bites, children usually react to mosquito bites with big red welts. Just put a dab of clay on those, and it just sucks out the venom and takes the itch away and soothes everything. So use that clay on that baby, and she'll have wonderful skin. She, he, whatever. Denise in Kansas City. I've heard you talking about using clay on the scalp to promote hair growth and other things. I color my hair. Is it okay to use clay with colored hair? Absolutely. It doesn't take the dye out. We've had lots of people with dyed hair that use the clay and haven't had any problems whatsoever. And one was a redhead, so if it was going to fade, a redhead would fade. I think it's excellent for your scalp, particularly if you have oily hair. And if your hair is thinning, you just part the clay and take the clay mud and kind of massage it into your scalp. I like to do it on the weekends when I'm not rushed, and I can do that, go drink my coffee and let it dry. And when I feel it really itching and pulling, I'll go take my shower and wash my hair. If your hair is fine, it will give it body and make it coarser and feel thicker. If your hair is already coarse, it's going to feel a little wiry and be too coarse. So use a conditioner after you wash it out, and it'll get your clay back to a more manageable and not so dry condition. But it does stimulate blood flow and oxygen coming to those hair follicles, and it can, if the hair follicles aren't dead, it can revitalize them. So, good question there. Thank you. These are all good questions. David McDaniel in Portland, Arkansas. What is the protocol for treating acid reflux with clay? Thank you. Drinking the liquid clay. And, you know, it depends on how bad you have it. I would like to read a testimony. I put it in the other room. I'm going to get it. I just got this in the mail yesterday, with a lady that had been suffering with acid reflux for 20 years. And nobody could help her. She tried medicines, the pills, nothing worked. She said, I've suffered 20 years with acid reflux. The clay 3 to 4 times a day keeps me very comfortable. She goes on to say, your book and your clay saved my life. Thank God. My life was nothing but pain, no sleep, no food, just burning and suffering. She went on to say, I'm so blessed for you saved me, and I love you. I wonder how many your knowledge has saved. I am living proof. I would tell everyone, believe it works. So there you are. You know, you can start with 2 to 3 ounces of the liquid clay 2 to 3 times a day. It depends, like she does it sometimes 4 times a day. It depends on how bad you have it. Clay is not an exact science, and since it's not a drug, you don't take it like a drug and you have to take this amount, and if you get too much, you're going to be in trouble. It's very hard to overdose on clay. What's not used will just carry out of the system. But while it's in there, it's going to balance that pH, stop that acidity, and cleanse the colon. You'll have more energy. You get more nutrition from the food you eat. Taking it internally is wonderful. So if you're not getting the results you want, kick it up a notch. I have people that take 16 ounces a day. I have one lady that swears that she had all sorts of problems, kind of like this one. I had everything you can imagine. Nothing worked. I'd been suffering for years, and I started drinking the clay, and I got my first release. And she said, I drank 32 ounces a day, and I tried to talk her out of not drinking that much because I just don't think you need that much. And she says, I feel so good, I'm not stopping. And I can't tell you how much energy I have. All of my pains, I'm off all my medicines, it's all gone away. And so, Daniel, get off those purple pills. Take a little acid reflux. My bet is within 2 to 3 days, you won't have acid reflux anymore. Now, you want to keep it up after a while because you want to make sure you balance your body. Clay is not addictive. You can get off of it any time, but after you start taking, you say, why? Why do I want to get off of it? It's something that's supporting my immune system and helping my whole body, because clay treats the whole body. It affects the whole body. It's not a treatment, and it's not a drug, like I said. Okay, good questions here. Becky in Houston, how much clay should I give my dog to get rid of parasites? He's an adult and weighs about 15 pounds. Becky, I would take a tablespoon of the hydrated clay, the cleansing clay mask, and stir it in his food. We have one dog that if you don't put it in the food, he'll just sit there and look at his food and look back up at his owner, his people, and remind him they forgot to put their clay in. Dogs really like it. It's good for them. Their hair coat will improve. It's very good for animals. Animals in the wild will go find clay when they're sick. We know about the elephants that take this journey up this mountain to get this particular pool of clay mud, and they dig way down in the pond to get the clay and spray it all over them to detox their bodies. And of course, we've heard about the parasites that eat the poison the parrots, macaws, that eat the poison berries and then go to the bentonite cliffs and eat the clay off the cliffs to counter the poison in the berries. So it only is going to work on internal parasites. Clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream, so you still need to have to treat them for heartworms. But it will get rid of parasites. If you watch their stool in 1 to 2 days, generally, you'll see some little white specks in there and see the parasites. Thank you. Marilyn in Chicago, can clay help with varicose veins? How to do? Yes, it will. You want to apply it topically, and again, you also want to drink the clay. Applying the clay topically to the varicose veins, it brings blood flow and oxygen, and it tightens those veins, and it will help shrink them. Now, it's going to come, and if you use it once and, you know, it gets better and then you're on your feet a long time, they're going to pop out again. So it may be something you need to do on a daily basis. At night, you can put a thin coat on and just go to sleep with it on. I broke an ankle 40 years ago, and that ankle, I tend to get the little veins right on the inside of my ankle where the break was, and where I had a lot of swelling after the cast came off. And I used the clay on there, and I still have some little veins at the top, but, you know, the bigger ones go down. And so, you know, I'll just put a little coat on at night and sleep with it on. You just use that clay mud, the one part clay to three parts water, shake it good. Let it sit 10 or 15 minutes to absorb the water, and then you have this creamy mud gel, something like chocolate pudding. And you smear it on there. The thicker, the better. If you want to have one day where you put it on kind of thick and just go outside on the beautiful day and prop your foot up and let it dry and then wash it off. Shane Davis in Dubai, Iowa. Are there any specific foods you should avoid when taking clay internally? Like you shouldn't eat grapefruit with certain drugs. No, there's not. I think you can eat anything. If it's over acidic, the clay is going to balance it like grapefruit. I tend to get over acidic if I eat too much grapefruit, pineapple, or oranges. So I want to take clay before I do that and after I do that to stay in balance. Clay just works with the whole body. And like I say, it's a catalyst. It's like a Swiss Army knife. It has multiple programs for supporting the body that go on at the same time from different directions. For instance, to detox toxins that are stored in the body already that give us arthritis and achy joints and different types of diseases, you need to take a clay bath to get those toxins out of the body. The toxins build up and they can kill you. If you can keep your body clean and your gut clean, you won't have health problems. And the skin is a reflection of what's going on inside your body always. So if you have some outbreaks, you know that there's something going on. Acne is a sign of over-acidity. Plus the pores of the skin get clogged up with the oils and they get bacteria in there and it kind of gets deep-seated and they get little infections and new bumps arise. So again, topically and internally. But I wouldn't worry about eating with any foods. In fact, if I'm going to eat cheesy pizza with my grandson or Mexican food that I love that I give myself once a week, I will drink clay before I go. I know a lot of people, there's a myth out there that clay is going to absorb the nutrients in your food. Not so. Clay is nutrients, it's minerals. And it's only looking for a positive charged ion, which are your bad bacteria, your viruses, your fungus, your molds, your yeast, your radiation, and your chemical toxins and pesticides, things of this nature. That's what mercury from leaking teeth, that's what it grabs hold of and carries out of the body. It's unique in that it doesn't kill anything, it just captures it and carries it away. So it's like a little vacuum cleaner selectively cleaning house. And when you drink it, it goes through your colon and it gets in those crevices and it sucks out that old putrefied stuff that's just sitting there building bacteria and diseases. And it sucks it out. Now then, when you eat, the food and the nutrients can go through the colon wall much easier, and you notice this tremendous energy, the whites of your eyes are clearer, you feel better, your aches and pains go away after a while on clay. It's absolutely amazing how it works. Okay, let's see if there are any more here. Good questions today, guys. Can you detoxify vegetables by soaking them in clay, and if so, for how long? It will work on the leafy vegetables, the root vegetables, where the toxins get really deep inside them. I don't think it would be effective on. Now, if you put some in the water when you're cooking, it might, you know, release them and grab them that way. And what I like to do is just drink some clay before I eat my meals. And that way, when I chew on the foods and it releases these toxins, the clay's going to grab them before they go into the body. So it's pretty much guaranteeing that you're eating organic. So the vegetables are iffy. Leafy vegetables, yes. I generally put 2 or 3 ounces of the liquid clay to a quart of water. 4 ounces to a quart of water would be good. You can play around with it more if you like and soak them for 5 minutes or so. And then you know, rinse them off and go from there. But the root vegetables, carrots, potatoes, turnips, things like that, it's not going to get in there. That's not long enough. And, you know, you need something like the hot water for the baths to open up the pores of the skin so it can pull it out. Just use common sense. Catherine Donaldson in Bronx, New York. My friend is suffering from severe eczema. How can she use the clay for this? What's the best method? For severe eczema, we recommend a three-prong attack. Eczema is something going on inside that's showing up on the outside. And you need to treat both places. And you need to treat it aggressively. So we had an 83-year-old woman that had eczema from head to toe. She said her skin looked like elephant hide. She wouldn't go out anymore. She used to walk and exercise. She wouldn't go to church. She wouldn't go to parties, to family reunions, because she was embarrassed. She'd go out and people would look at her real weird because she had this scaly elephant hide all over her. Her daughter came up and started giving her clay baths. She would put her in the bathroom, and she would cover her with the clay mud and have her stand there for 5 or 10 minutes while she was fixing the bath. She used 2 cups of clay per bath in a hot bath, and she would get her in there and keep her for 15 to 20 minutes, get her out, dry her off, and cover her with coconut oil. And then she would wrap her in a towel and put her in bed for 30 minutes. And in addition to that, she was drinking 4 ounces 3 to 4 times a day of the liquid clay. And in 4 days after the fourth bath, the next morning she woke up and all this scaly elephant hide skin fell off and was in her bed, and her skin was just as normal as if she had never had it. And to this day, she is grateful. She went to her family reunion. She wears short-sleeve blouses now. She called to say the clay gave her back her life. But you do need to be aggressive with it. You can play around with it, and it's just going to prolong a little bit. You know, it helps a little bit, then it comes back. When you first use it, sometimes clay exacerbates things when you first use it, because what it's doing is pulling the toxins to the surface so it can grab them. So don't be alarmed if it gets red or inflamed or seems a little worse the first few days. Be patient. It's working. And give it time to pull it up where it can grab everything. And it's wonderful that it can do that, but don't be afraid to take more. If you're not getting the results you want, take more of the liquid clay. Now then, if you're taking liquid clay and you're taking medicines, you need to check with your pharmacy. There's some medicines that it may interfere with and weaken. We don't know which one. So call your pharmacy. Tell them you want to take a 9.7 pH calcium bentonite clay. Do they think it will affect your medicine? Tell them it's an alkaline pH. If they don't know, say, how long does it take for me to absorb my medicine? And then you can take the clay after that length of time, because clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream. So give yourself time to absorb your medicines and then take the clay. You can take it any time. They say doing a cleanse, it works best on an empty stomach, and the reason being it's not competing with food and stuff, so it can get in there and really clean house good. It's like trying to clean house with 3 kids playing in your house at the same time when you eat and take the clay if you're really doing a cleanse. If you just want to balance your pH and all, that's fine. In fact, if you want to detox food, take it before you eat. So I would recommend that she drinks probably 4 ounces 3 times a day, and drink lots of water, take clay baths every night for until it gets better, using 2 cups of clay per bath, and get that coconut oil to rub on her and wrap up for about 30 minutes. And she should sleep like a baby after a clay bath anyway. There's nothing quite so refreshing as a clay bath. We have such wonderful questions today. Will clay help rosacea? You know, that's one of those great areas. I have some people who swear by it that it helps their rosacea, and others that don't get the good results. Maybe they're not being as aggressive taking the internal clay and ought to increase that amount. You can also apply it topically. It's going to pull blood flow and oxygen to the surface. So you don't want to leave it on too long. Put it on as it starts to dry. Wash it off. If it dries completely, it's really pulling a lot of blood flow there. And we want to kind of shrink those veins and not dilate them. So if it starts to get warm, wash it off. Put some fresh clay on. But I've had several people who say it's wonderful for rosacea, and then I have a few people that said that it didn't work very well. Again, how much are they drinking? I don't know. How often are they using it? You know, sometimes every day is drying. Maybe used to use it every other day for a facial. So just play around with it. Like I say, clay is not an exact science. It's not a drug, so don't be afraid to play with it. Now then, Rick in El Paso, how does clay compare to diatomaceous earth, and can they be taken together? There are a lot of people who take them together. They're totally different in their actions. They get the same results. How they get it is totally different. Clay doesn't kill anything, it just captures it. It captures parasites. I know I have compared them, and when I mix them as a liquid, the clay held its emulsion. In other words, when I shook it up and let it stand, I have the cloudy clay water at top. And when I did that with the DE, it immediately separated. The DE went to the bottom, and I just had water at the top. So maybe taking them together would benefit. Some people do that. Since they both do a lot of the same thing, I'm not sure that you need to take them together. They're just getting results different ways. So there again, it's up to you. Play around with it and see which way you like it best and if you can tell a difference. You know, take one for a while, then stop for a week. Take the other for a while, stop for a week. Notice what happens with each of them. Then wait a week and mix them together and take them that way and see if you notice any differences. It's all right to play around with clay and to experiment. It's very safe. I've never heard of it killing anybody's body organs or damaging any body organs. I think you'd have to drown in clay to die from it. All right. Excellent questions today. Thank you all for those great questions. We will have this recording posted. Cheryl will get this out to everyone for those who can't listen to it on air so they can come back and listen later. We have quite a few people on the phone today, so I'm going to ask if any of them have a question they would like to ask. If you would press star 2 on your phone, then I can see and open your line and you can come on the air with me. So we welcome your questions. There are no dumb questions. We all learn from questions. In fact, I learned a lot about clay by people asking me. I don't know what I know until somebody asks me. You know what that saying? And you generally, if you treat clay with common sense, you're going to be absolutely fine. And again, the rule of thumb is if you're not getting the results you want, kick it up a notch and use more. Clay is very good as poultices. Over the stomach region, if you're having problems in your lower gut, you can put it on, leave it for an hour or so. You may want to put some saran wrap or Glad press and seal over it to keep it from getting on your clothes, where you don't just have to lay around naked with clay on your belly. So put something on there that will keep the clay wet and off your clothes so you can get up and go around. I'm a very fond believer in Glad Press and Seal. It's sticky on one side, and you can cut a square the size you need, put it over the air, put the clay on thickly and put it over the area, and the dry edges will stick to your skin, but it's not like a harsh Band-Aid. It comes off very easily. I don't know. I must be allergic to the adhesive in Band-Aids, because when I use them and pull them off, then I need to treat the area where the Band-Aid was, because I have a rash. It just kind of takes a layer of my skin off. So I'm not seeing any questions here from our listeners. I'm going to go back over and see if we have any more posted on the sometimes just about the time I give up, one comes in. I'm not seeing anything. Our time is up for today. I hope you will all go home and get your clay and go to taking it, take more, and see what happens. I think you're just going to be amazed with the results you get. Again, I want to thank Linda Cagill for her wonderful testimonial that she sent. And I want to tell her that the clay didn't heal her. Her body healed her. Her body just needed some support to get back in balance. And it's long been said a balanced body can heal itself. And the clay is the type of catalyst that helps balance your body so it can heal itself. Now, clay does work with enzymes. It's amazing it does work with the body's enzyme. The body has enzymes that can attach to a clay particle, and they can build amino acids and peptide chains and protein and vitamins. It can actually create something the body is deficient in when it works with the body's enzyme that the clay doesn't even contain. And that's how amazing it is in supporting the body and returning to a state of healthy balance. So if you haven't had your clay today, go get your clay. I'm off to Whole Foods to give a staff training there and looking forward to that. Have a wonderful week and weekend, and I will see you next month. Thank you for listening in. This is Perrier signing out.